I'm so happy, Kathy.
Oh my, anytime there's food in the studio,
so
happy
good.
Girl.
The folks from Dos Toros are here. Oh God, it's so good.
Did you, I know, you already ate all yours like when we were off the air. But
totally. Totally did.
First, we should probably introduce our guest.
No, I'm just going to keep eating. You do
you
that.
You keep eating. Oliver Kremer, co-founder, and Leo. We should explain the Third Eye Blind song.
Yeah.
Your brother, Leo, played in the band.
Unfortunately, couldn't be here today. Wishes he could. He is in New York City with his family.
Excuses.
Spending some
excuses.
Good quality time with his
okay.
kids.
So,
he played for Third Eye Blind, actually, for 2 years.
What was that?
In 2000. It's crazy. Not his original band. And he wasn't their original bassist, but it was a pretty epic ride for him. And he actually quit doing that to launch Dos Toros with me.
So tell us about Dos Toros, because everybody in New York knows all about it. People in Chicago are starting to be more familiar with
it. So
yes.
Quite simply, we grew up in Northern California in the San Francisco Bay Area, where, the burrito is ubiquitous. And the Mission Style burrito, which you guys are both snacking on right now,
thus, I'm not talking. I mean,
so wait, am I an idiot? What's Mission Style?
So it's several things. First and foremost, it's a foil wrapped burrito.
Okay.
There's various kind of disciples in the Bay Area and different parts of the city that do it slightly differently. But we were modeled off of a place called Gordo Taqueria, where there's several locations throughout the Bay Area.
Okay.
And, we grew up eating there. Really 3 to 5 days a week.
Wow.
For like 20 years.
I was going to ask you how you built up your palate.
Yes. Well,
Whoa.
We built up the passion and the love for the food just kept growing and growing. And one day we kind of realized, maybe we could turn this into a business and we could share our passion for the food, with New York City and now with Chicago.
I was going to say, how did you end up in New York if you were West Coast?
So we knew we had to bring the burrito from somewhere where there was plenty of it to somewhere that we thought needed a little help. Not that there isn't good Mexican food in New York, and I think there's actually really great Mexican food here in Chicago.
Say, that's a huge competitive mm-hmm. market for any food genre, in
totally.
My opinion.
But, again, we're very specific in what our offering is, and we really are laser-focused on the few things that we serve. We brought some of them here, the burrito, as I mentioned, as well as tacos, quesadillas, and then the bowl, which we call
the carnitas are on point. I mean, it's
thank you.
All right, I'm
so
gonna take a bite.
Please
thank
do.
You.
The guac, just stop. It was unbelievable.
I appreciate that.
And I'm not
and,
just kissing your ass. It was one of
you care.
I'm not.
Now.
No, I'm not. I think.
I mean, you almost went
so
ass.
Yeah.
Good guacamole
guac.
Comes from good avocados. Basically, you can't fake it.
Yeah.
And we only source avocados from California and Mexico, and they're. It's creamy and buttery and, it's nature's
God.
Butter, the avocado.
I agree. I eat like probably 2 a day, legit, all the time.
There you go. It's got the omegas too, the healthy fats, all that
all
good stuff.
All day long. So
good.
Were you an entrepreneur before this venture?
I mean, in college, I started an off-campus housing website with my buddy, but that, no, basically not.
A little site called Facebook. You might have heard of it. Right.
And I graduated from Washington University in St. Louis in 2008. And basically just started cooking. My brother and I just started, we hosted some dinner parties where we were first tinkering with the recipes. And we just decided that we were going to try our hand at burritos.
Just go all in and do this.
Yeah.
Because it sounds so like surreal. Like, yeah, we were in the kitchen and we love burritos. And we started a business and now we're like gazillionaires and we have like 50 locations.
Yeah. So
there's a couple missing components there. Like, how did you get funding? How did you do the fundamental business things
sure.
for an entrepreneur to get you there?
So we were really fortunate that we were able to raise from our friends and family enough to launch this little tiny taqueria off of Union Square on 4th Avenue in New York City. That was our first one. And it was really on a shoestring budget. It's a great location. And it really felt like a little kind of neighborhood taqueria there, except in the big city. And we got a really wonderful New York Times review a few months after opening. And business just kind of exploded after that.
So were you and your brother Leo, like in the back, making the burritos?
Oh, yeah.
It's the same thing.
We're
flipping burritos back there.
At the beginning, we were there, 24/7. We've been unbelievably fortunate to have a wonderful team that has grown a lot over the last 9.5 years now. And yes, we were in the kitchen every day at the beginning. I still roll burritos. We still take catering orders on really big days. I was actually at our one North Dearborn location on Friday, rolling burritos, and for the grand opening of our fourth location here in Chicago at the, in the base of the John Hancock Tower, which is tomorrow, I will be on the service line as well.
Is it the dollar burrito thing?
That's right. So tomorrow is $1 burritos.
Folks, did you hear that? Hold on. Pause. $1 burritos.
And these are big-ass burritos.
And, you know, they well, you know, they're not, it's not just about the size, but thank you. And actually,
size does matter.
I'm going to leave that alone.
We're really excited to really be kind of, not that we, you know, we have three locations here already, but this is our fourth. This is the most high profile in the base of the Hancock Tower. And we love Chicago. We're here to stay.
Wait, and, did I see that you guys love Chicago so much that you ran the Chicago Marathon?
I was just going to thank, yes, we did, in fact. It was the most difficult thing and certainly the most difficult thing my brother has ever done physically in our lives. And we were corporate partners with the marathon. And actually, I mean, it was an unbelievable experience. That was like a day I'll never forget.
So you're fitter than your brother is what you're saying.
You know, your words, not mine.
Are you guys twins?
We are not twins. He's 5 years older.
Wow.
He's the older
Not that you
Toro.
Don't look good. I mean,
so did you have a better time?
Very much a
little.
I did have a better time. I did. I mean, not crazy, but it was. Anyway, it doesn't. The times don't matter. The fact that we ran the marathon is awesome.
Did it get competitive?
Oh, you could tell
it did a little
here,
bit.
Right?
At moments, my sister-in-law was waiting in a few spots, and I asked her. I was like, "Is Leo close? Is he right behind me?" And she was like, "He's right behind you. You better keep running."
Ah.
And so I sprinted. What I wanted to say about tomorrow's $1 burrito day, though, is that we're actually partnered with the Greater Chicago Food Depository, and for every burrito we sell, we are going to be donating one meal to the Chicago Food Depository.
Wow.
As we've done for each of our $1 burrito days. And we've already to date donated more than 13,000 meals.
That's fantastic.
Which we're super excited about. And it's a wonderful, they're a wonderful partner. And we're excited to do so tomorrow. And if you post on Instagram with hashtag Dos Toros Shy, we will donate an additional meal to the Greater Chicago.
Good to know.
Yes.
You guys got a couple things on point here. A lot of things. One,
Thank you.
You know, like your hip factor's there. The logo's cool. I'm a branding guy. Like, I'm being serious right now. I love, occasionally I get serious. The Dos Toros, you know, fonts are really cool. And your connection to social, your vibe, I could see it. I could feel it. You guys are dialed in to where you need to be today to blow a business like this up in such a competitive market. So kudos to you, man.
Well, thank you very much. You know, we take it one burrito at a time. As I said before, we have the best team in the business. And we try to keep it fun. We actually make some kind of silly spoof parody music videos that are kind of like odes to guacamole. We did Guac It Out set to Walk It Out.
Yeah.
We did Quesadilla Love set to California Love. Black or Pinto instead of Wiz Khalifa's Black and Yellow. Funny stuff. And it's a great way to involve the team, all of the actors and rappers and singers, and even the directors of the videos are all Dos Toros team members. So,
really? Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Knowing
yeah.
your customer and just doing it right on social media.
Keeping it fun, but, you know, taking our food very seriously.
All right.
Hey, we're going to take a quick break. You want to talk a little more taco when we come back?
I'll always talk taco.
You put some food in front of her, she'll talk about anything all day. All right, we'll be right back. Talking Oliver forever, co-founder of Dos Toros Taqueria, opening up locations left and right in Chicago, all over New York. These guys are doing. We just sampled, Kathy, a good array of their top. Would you say these are the top?
It's
absolutely,
yeah.
Carnitas burrito,
mm-hmm.
steak and chicken tacos. Yeah, I mean it's
honest review,
hits.
Kathy. Live
good.
Honest review. Tell me.
Okay, the guac, and I'm not lying, you must have some kind of secret something in there because it's really good guac.
That's the love.
And I'm a guac snob. Really, really good, but there's
guac
something
snob.
In there that I can't quite pinpoint that I think is the secret.
I didn't
in the guacamole.
It.
Yes.
It's a simple guacamole.
Can I use my finger?
No, keep talking because I don't want to eat.
You don't put sour cream in it, do you?
We do not. It's
God, I hate when they do
dairy free our guacamole. I think there's ways that you can kind of cheat where you can try to spruce it up. I heard olive oil. I've seen it. It's a pretty interesting thing to add to guacamole.
Paprika in there at all?
We do not. And our guacamole, it's super simple. Again, it really just comes down to using the most beautiful ripe avocado.
Right. I think
that's a bold statement.
Key. It's really key. But one of the things that you guys do is you're locally sourced as much as possible.
As much as we possibly can. Actually, a partner that we're really excited to be working with here in Chicago and also in New York now is Milagro Tortilleria out here from Chicago. We were looking for a local supplier before we opened here back in September of last year. And I went out to Milagro and I met with their founder and their facility and their tortillas. It's just so high quality. It's the best tortillas I've basically ever had.
And you've had a few.
And I've had
your research for this project must have been awesome.
It continues to be awesome.
It
yes,
does, yeah.
That's one of the best parts. But no, we actually source those Milagro tortillas in New York City for all of our restaurants there.
And, how about the meat? Is it like farm raised cows?
Sure, absolutely. All of our proteins are 100% naturally raised, hormone and antibiotic free. That's our grilled chicken, our grilled steak, and that braised pork carnitas that you were just enjoying.
Good stuff. So it's happy pigs.
It's happy pigs, and our carnitas are, I think, they're so special and they're so beautiful. And I think a lot of restaurants will try to just, they'll serve you like a pulled pork.
Yes.
And they'll tell you it's carnitas.
Big difference.
Very big differences. And the biggest one is that we sear the carnitas in these beautiful cubes of pork that we butcher in house from whole shoulders. And we sear them, and then we slow cook them overnight.
I tasted that difference. I'm going to be honest with you, because I was just going to say it's the char on the outside,
the caramelization,
on the outside, but mixed with the tenderness as you pull it, but you're still keeping that slight crisp on the outside, and it comes through comes through on the dish you ate.
Perfect.
The very texture, totally. You nailed it. And another huge thing that's different about our burritos is that we melt cheese onto the tortilla. We steam the tortilla and we melt a slice of cheese right onto it. I think a lot of other Mexican places, maybe you get it kind of split and it's on top of other cold items, so it doesn't actually ever melt.
That's been the biggest complaint for some people that go to a fast casual that is very well known throughout the country, that it's a lot of cold ingredients on the hot meat.
Mexican food is supposed to have melted cheese. In addition, we charge $1 to add guacamole, where certain competitors, which I'm not going to name, charge an arm and a leg for it, and it's punitive.
It's brown.
It's supposed to feel good to add guacamole. You're not supposed to feel like you're being fiscally irresponsible when you put it on your burrito.
It's true.
And at Dos Toros, we take a different approach because we want everyone to add it because we know it's so delicious.
How fantastic it is. So we only have a couple more minutes, but tell us one question that I wanted to ask you, because you've got a business background. If anybody is looking to start a business of their own, do you have suggestions?
Sure.
Don't do the restaurant business.
First and foremost, don't open. No, I'm kidding. I'd say just start with passion. If you're not deeply and fundamentally excited and animated by whatever business or product you want to serve or make, that's a problem and it's never going to work. Additionally, you have to be ready to jump in all the way. I've never really heard of anybody kind of as a side project trying to launch something without both feet in and have it work.
So, ready to roll burritos 24 hours a day.
Do it.
That's right. I'll be doing it tomorrow at John Hancock Tower for $1 burritos.
Okay, so we know that location. Tell us the other locations that you have in Chicago.
Certainly. So we're at the corner of Dearborn and Madison at 1 North Dearborn. We're at the corner of Wacker and Jackson at 300 South Wacker. And then we are in the Wells Street Market, which is an awesome food hall located in the North Loop at Wells and Wacker.
Love it. And on a side note, did you for one second see how big this was going to get for you guys when you conceived this idea?
No, I really didn't. I mean, so yeah, tomorrow is number 20 for us, which is 20. Crazy. Again, it's just a reflection of how awesome our team is. The fact that we've been able to have success and continue serving and sharing the burritos we love with New York and Chicago and hopefully beyond, one burrito at a time.
Dos Toros, and tell the time tomorrow. I want to make sure people know the time, because I think when you opened the Dearborn location, there was a long line. So if people want to prepare for this dollar burrito tomorrow, what time?
Totally. So it's from the first session is from 11:15 a.m. to 2:15 p.m. The line's probably going to start getting pretty intense by 11 or so, maybe before that. And then from 4:30 to 6:30 p.m. in the evening time again. And the line moves quickly, but it's going to, come early and you can get back in line.
It's
twice
worth
if you
it,
want.
I'm telling you.
And you're still making those fresh, right?
I mean, oh, even my God. Every single thing is made from scratch, and every single item is made in front of you on the service line in collaboration with you.
There you go. It's not one of those, let's make 100 burritos in advance and hand them out.
As long as I'm alive, we'll never do anything like
people
that.
People like that are asking. Okay, so people are asking the name. It's Dos Toros, Dos Toros Taqueria. One location is at 875 North Michigan Ave, and the other one is at?
One is at 1 North Dearborn, 300 South Wacker, and then 205 Wacker in the Wells Street Market.
Got it.
Ladies, Oliver is single. If you'd like to put in your pictures, you can post them on our WGN page. We'll post a handsome shot of young Oliver.
Yes.
This very, you know, successful entrepreneur. He travels back and
might
forth.
Might be too busy making burritos.
What's your sign, Oliver?
Oh, God.
I'm a Capricorn.
He's Capricorn. He likes long walks to the burrito stand. All right. Now that he's turned purple and red, we've done our job, Kathy.
Yes, indeed.
All right. We're going to take a break here. Oliver, thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you so much for having me. It was a pleasure, guys.
Thanks. And, congratulations.
Hampel, and Kaz are ready to deliver. It's 24-14 Bears.
Wow.
Very exciting here. We'll be right back.
Look at that.